So for today's tip and trick of the week, we're going to be talking about abdominal pain, and specifically this week about the anatomy of abdominal pain. There are some other areas that we could cover in abdominal pain, and we'll probably do that in another tip of the week segment, but those have to do more with getting a good history, getting good quality descriptions and locations of the pain as far as referred pain, and we'll talk about that in another tip segment. Today we're going to be talking specifically about the anatomy. What kind of pain in location would mean which organ, and what kind of severity can we associate with a given location of abdominal pain? And that can be different based upon male or female patients, adult or child age patients, and of course the back history associated with that. But we'll talk a little bit about the anatomy of the abdominal cavity and kind of review the different quadrants associated with the abdomen. Now, most often when we talk about the anatomy of the abdomen, I've most often seen it described in and separated into quadrants, four areas, upper, left, and right, lower, left, and right. And of course, we're talking about anatomical directions here. So we're upper and lower or superior and inferior compared to the rest of the body. Usually the dividing center point is the umbilicus, and that's your center location. There's also occasionally described regions where it's broken into segments of six different regions, three on each, both the left and the right. I haven't seen it that way very often, but occasionally I see it broken down that way. I think it's most simple to just keep it down to the four major quadrants, upper left, upper right, lower left, and lower right abdominal pain quadrants. So that's an important question to ask your patient, is to point to where it hurts and then to think about what's going on in that particular location for a given patient, because your assessment and your thought process when you're thinking about what's going on may be different based upon where the pain is located. There are different organs, different places, and based upon the history of whether this is a traumatic event, where are you most likely to suspect a severe bleeding internal injury as opposed to perhaps a crush injury or perhaps a problem with the digestive tract. These are things that you need to think about. So let's talk a little bit about the anatomy of the abdomen. We'll start in the upper left quadrant, and we'll work our way around clockwise. And so in the upper left quadrant, we have the stomach. Also, we have portions of the large intestine. We also have the spleen and also portions of the pancreas extend across into the left upper quadrant. So we have our typical pains might be associated with a gastrointestinal disorder. So they may be having abdominal cramping or pain associated with something they ate, with gas or distension of the stomach due to a gastroenteritis problem. They may also be experiencing pain related to a traumatic injury, and they may have pain because of a ruptured spleen. They may have bleeding into the abdominal cavity from the spleen, which is a very vascular organ. So the upper left quadrant is a location. If there's a traumatic injury, some kind of a crushing blow to that area, or perhaps a motor vehicle accident where the entire body has experienced some severe trauma, there may be some injury here as well, and it's important to pay attention to this. As we travel on around and move into the lower left quadrant, we have patients that may be experiencing some abdominal pain or some flank or back pain that refers into the abdominal cavity from the kidneys. Also, of course, you have your large and small intestines also are grouped into this area. They fill most of a lot of different parts of the different four quadrants. But in this area, you have the descending colon. And so you may have patients experiencing gastrointestinal disorders where they have perhaps pain, gas, bloating, some kind of problem in that region, and that'll cause some severe pain in some cases for these patients. Also, in female patients, don't be quick to rule out things as gas pains. They could be experiencing an ectopic pregnancy. And in a female patient, until it's been ruled out, you really need to have a strong index of suspicion in women or females of reproductive age, because this could be a problem. And unless you're very sure that they are being straightforward with you about the fact that they could not possibly be pregnant, you need to rule out the fact that they might be pregnant. And then, of course, then you have to go in and get an ultrasound to rule out the fact of whether they are having indeed an ectopic pregnancy going on. Could cause, of course, severe complications. Traveling across from the lower left quadrant to the lower right quadrant, we get into a region that has, again, your intestinal organs and the large and small intestine, including also your appendix in this region. So if the classic pain for appendicitis localizes in the lower right quadrant, and this is where they would experience rebound tenderness. Although early signs of appendicitis more often, from what I've been able to read and understand, is more often can be around the umbilicus in milder pain until later in the process, where it tends to localize to the lower right side of the abdomen. Again, in females, you have another set of ovaries and fallopian tubes and another chance for an ectopic pregnancy on the lower right side. So again, you can't rule that out. And of course, flank and back pain associated with the lower left quadrant could also be kidneys. And you need to be aware that could possibly be going on as well. Moving up into the upper right quadrant, and here we have the liver. We have the gallbladder, portions of the pancreas, portions of the stomach, and there's a lot going on in the upper right quadrant. Most especially is that the major portion of the liver is in this upper quadrant. And so if you have a traumatic injury to this area, the liver is also very vascular and can experience a severe pain and could be bleeding internally as a result of a traumatic injury. Also, don't forget that there is a major ligament that bisects a portion of the liver, and in a sudden stop, such as in a severe motor vehicle accident, that is very prone to tearing at that location, and that could also be causing a problem. And of course, you have the disease processes associated with liver function, including hepatitis. So there are other things that can be going on and are non-traumatic in nature. But it's important to use your knowledge of the abdominal anatomy to localize what could be going on based upon the location of the pain and the history of the patient's current medical issue, whether it's a disease process, a pathology going on, or perhaps there is, in fact, some kind of traumatic injury involved. So once you have these things in place, you can then start narrowing in on the causes. I did some research into census figures, and the most recent census figures from the U.S. government for diagnosis associated with admissions to the emergency department in a hospital setting are from 2005. And when you combine all age groups, both male and female adult patients, abdominal pain is one of the most common presenting symptoms when they arrive. They are coming in because of abdominal pain. It's most common in females and then a little less common in males. But when you associate all of it together with all of the visits, it is one of the more common signs and symptoms seen in adult patients. And so it's important for us to really have a handle on what's going on with the particular organs in the abdomen. Of course, you also have the bladder, which is located low in the abdomen, both left and right quadrant. And so you can have issues associated with that. And of course, you have the reproductive organs for females associated with pregnancy or an ectopic pregnancy in particular is a serious complication. And of course, all these things are available in the links that I have put in the show notes. So there's links to several articles on common adult and child associated abdominal pain and causes, questions to ask, signs and symptoms, different things like that. There's also a good review from the Medline Plus Medical Encyclopedia over at the National Institutes of Health, and they have a good series of articles and good pictures associated with the abdominal quadrants in both male and female patients. And the good thing about this is I think is that these are excellent resources for your patients. So if you have patients that are asking you a lot of questions about what's causing problems, what kind of organs are associated with certain kinds of pain, if they've been diagnosed with a certain problem, this is a good resource to turn to for them. And since so many hospitals have access to laptops where they can actually look at this information, this is a trusted resource. It's regularly updated. It's associated with the National Institutes of Health. And it's a good patient resource with simple information explaining common tests, common situations and causes of abdominal pain, and links to those causes. So if you go down and look at the causes section, there's appendicitis, bowel obstruction, cholecystitis, chronic constipation, dissecting abdominal, aortic aneurysm, diverticulitis, and it continues on in alphabetical order. All of those have links to more explanations on each of those disorders. So it's an opportunity for your patients to get an understanding of what's going on. And it doesn't take the place of providing them good education as a nurse or another provider, but it does give you the opportunity to give them high-quality resources for additional information that they may want to look up when they get home, or a family member might want to look up when they get home, because they're going to be asked questions from other family members. And it's always a good place to start. You'll find all those links in the show notes over at the website.